Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Angry, vengeful, cunning, cruel, jealous. All of these descriptors bring to mind the Homeric presentation of the ancient Greek goddess Hera, wife of Zeus. From the 8th century BC, we find an intentional remythologicalization of an ancient goddess by the greatest epic poet of all time, Homer, who is author of the Iliad and the Odyssey. Homer's Iliad helped to create a more codified pan-Hellenic pantheon that has come to dominate our perception of Greek mythology. In his epic, we find the goddess Hera, queen of the gods and wife of Zeus, portrayed as a jealous and quarrelsome wife, replete with violent outbursts and vengeful schemes. But is there more to Hera than what we have been presented and widely accepted for hundreds of years? Why have we blindly accepted Homer's representation without further interrogation? Who was Hera really, and where did she come from? Climbing back through the history of time, we find great representations and venerations of Hera on the island of Samos near ancient Asia Minor, or modern-day Turkey. Prior to her subsummation into the Olympic pantheon and predating her betrothal to Zeus, Hera was an ancient independent chthonic fertility goddess and protectress for the people of Samos. Archaeological evidence reveals that Hera was introduced to the island by settlers from mainland Greece at the end of the Bronze Age, replacing an existing venerated Bronze Age goddess. On the island of Samos, Hera's temple, the Hererion of Samos, was the earliest monumental Greek temple dating back to the 8th century BC. The temple was renowned for its colossal size and impressive architectural elements. Herodotus, who is often dubbed the father of history, and he's a prominent Greek historian, he provides a cursory account of this temple, noting that it was the largest temple ever seen. The size of the temple attests to the regional popularity of Hera's cult spanning from Samos to Egypt, Asia Minor, and Babylon. Recovered artifacts and animal remains from Hera's temple show offerings from Cyprus, Egypt, Phoenicia, and Babylon. What was her role, and how was she worshipped before her incorporation into the patriarchal Olympian pantheon? At Samos, she was revered as an earth-based goddess, a fertility goddess, protector of women, and goddess of marriage and childbirth. Women sought her blessings for fertility, marital harmony, and protection. The goddess served as a role model for women, embodying qualities such as strength, dignity, and resilience. Hera was celebrated during the Samian Haria, a festival dedicated to Hera. It offered a rare platform for women's public participation in rituals and athletic competitions, highlighting their importance in Samian society. The Samian Hararia attracted visitors and traders from across the Greek world. During this festival, grand processions featured the statue of Hera carried on a chariot, accompanied by priests, priestesses, athletes, musicians, and dancers. Offerings of fruits, flowers, and honey cakes were made. Hymns, prayers, and chants praised Hera, singing her praises and expressing devotion. Hera was celebrated during the religious ritual known as the Toneia, which connects her to the Lagos tree. The toneia, or the roping ritual, was performed on an annual basis at Hera's temple and included communal feasting, musical events, and athletic competitions. During this ritual, her worshippers removed Hera's cult image, which was the wooden plank, and binded it to her sacred tree. The symbolism and purpose of this ritual remain open to interpretation, possibly signifying dedication to her chthonic aspects or earthly aspects. Some scholars, though, believe that this ritual was a fertility ritual. The Samian Heraia also included athletic competitions for young women, which included running, wrestling, and other athletic pursuits, all of which celebrated female strength and dedication to the goddess. Hera was further celebrated as an independent goddess at Argos on mainland Greece. At Argos, she held a complex and multifaceted role, interwoven with the city's history, societal beliefs, and everyday life. At Argos, Hera symbolized marital fidelity, blessings upon childbirth, and protection for women. Her cult focused on these roles, and offerings like fruits, animals, and wool reflected themes of abundance and prosperity. Similar to Samos, Hera's chthonic roots linked her to the earth's life-giving forces. In Argos, Hera held a unique position as a protector of the city itself. The imposing Heraion of Argos, one of the largest sanctuaries in ancient mainland Greece, stood as a testament to her local prominence. She served as a guardian deity, watching over the city's well-being and ensuring its prosperity. The Argive rulers of Argos often aligned themselves with Hera, using her cult to legitimize their power and ensure civic stability. Hera's worship fostered a sense of community, especially amongst women. Participation in rituals, offerings, and processions strengthened social bonds and provided a space for shared experiences. Hera's image and mythology permeated Argive culture, appearing on pottery, coins, and sculptures. References to her were woven into poetry, plays, and local narratives, solidifying her place as a central figure in Argive identity. At Argos, Hera was celebrated every 4 years during the Argive Heraia, a major festival in her honor. It was one of the most important festivals in all of Greece, second only to the Pan-Hellenic Games, like the Olympics. The Argive Heraia was similar to the Samian Heraia, with the grand processions, sacrifices, offerings, games, feasts, and celebrations, and hymns and praises to the goddess Hera. Hera was widely celebrated, and her image was printed on coins which were circulated amongst the people and the traders from other regions. Hera's temple at Olympia, Greece, predates the Ionic temple of Zeus. The Heraia at Olympia was a smaller festival compared to those in Argos and Samos, but it still featured sacrifices, processions, and offerings to the goddess. Hera's worship wasn't confined to Greece. Temples dedicated to her stood in Magna Graecia in southern Italy. So how else was Hera celebrated in ancient society? While Hera was primarily worshipped through public rituals and ceremonies, there are hints of possible mystery cults surrounding her in ancient Greece. These mystery cults include the Lemnian Mysteries. Although details remain shrouded in secrecy, evidence suggests a cult on the island of Lemnos focused on Hera's chthonic aspects, possibly involving ecstatic rituals, symbolic of death and rebirth. Our knowledge of the Lemnian Mysteries comes primarily from scattered references in ancient Greek and Roman literature. Aristotle mentions that women who participated in the Lemnian Mysteries were forbidden from using the Athenian Acropolis. Plutarch, a Greek biographer and essayist, briefly mentions the mysteries in his work, associating them with fertility rites and ecstatic experiences. Aelian, a Roman writer and compiler of miscellaneous information, describes sacrifices and specific rituals involving drums and torches within the Lemnian sacred space. Ovid, a Roman poet known for his epic poems, Metamorphoses and Amores, briefly alluded to the mysteries in his poem Metamorphoses, connecting them to Hera's anger and the women of Lemnos' rejection of men. The Lemnian mysteries were female-centered. Unlike many ancient cults, the Lemnian mysteries were exclusive to women, suggesting a sacred space for female ritual practices and empowerment. While details are unclear, the mysteries likely focused on specific aspects of Hera and her association with the earth and her reproductive power. Scholars mention drums and torches during the ritual, implying trance-like experiences during these ceremonies. While we have limited information for this ritual, we know that it showcases the existence of female-centered rituals and cults in ancient Greece, which challenges the perception of male dominance in religious practices. There is also evidence from Stymphalos in the ancient city of Arcadia that the goddess Hera was worshipped as a triple goddess. I bet you did not expect to hear that. This comes from Pausanias in his description of Greece. She was known there as a maiden, or Hera Pais, or the mother, or Hera Talia, or the crone, or the widow, as Hera Kare. All of these link to the cycles of a woman's life. I'm going to now just read you a small snippet of what Pausanias wrote. The story has it that an old Stymphalos in Arcadia dwelt Temenos, a mythical hero, the son of Pelasgos, and that Hera was reared by this Temenos, who himself established three sanctuaries for the goddess and gave her three surnames when she was still a maiden, Pais. When married to Zeus, he called her Talia, or the grown-up. When for some cause or other she quarreled with Zeus and came back to Stymphalos, Temenos named her Kere, widow. This is the account which, to my own knowledge, the Stymphalians give of the goddess. So how do we make this leap from Hera, this fertility goddess and protectress, to Hera, the jealous and vengeful and Olympic goddess that we are all familiar with? It has been argued that Indo-European invaders from the north descended upon the Greek mainland and brought with them a goal of conquering not just the land and people, but also their religious belief system. The Indo-European invaders were patriarchal, with man being worshipped in positions of leadership and power. Because of this invasion, the existing cults were subdued, and the invaders replaced existing goddess or matriarchal cults with patriarchal cults, with the god Zeus at the head. When Hera was conquered, she was changed from a fertile, earth-based, loving, caring, and motherly goddess to a wrathful, cruel, unkind, and jealous queen. Additionally, the rise of the written epic tradition in ancient Greece helped to create the Pan-Hellenic pantheon that subsumed the existing fertility goddess, Hera. In Homer's Iliad, we find Queen Hera with violent outbursts, jealous wrath, and consistently quarrelsome. In this poem, Hera experiences debasement and the loss of power. This depiction is in complete and astonishing contrast with the Hera worshipped in Argos and Samos. In mythological stories of Hera and in the Homeric hymns and her husband, Zeus, we find multiple instances of Zeus trying to control, demote, and subdue Hera and thwart her actions. Some scholars interpret these mythological stories as representations of power struggles between beliefs of the existing population and the beliefs of the invaders. The Indo-European invaders brought a cultural shift that reconceptualized power in the ancient world. In the Greek mainland and abroad, there was a decrease in matrilineal powers and female authority, and an increase in male authority and patriarchy. The Indo-European invaders favored the sky god Zeus as a ruler of the heavens, which superseded the existing chthonic deities such as Hera, which are earth-based. And during the Olympic period, Hera's powers as a native fertility goddess are split up and distributed amongst other goddesses such as Demeter and Persephone. Her main powers during the Olympian period derive from her role as Zeus's wife rather than from her individual powers of fertility and civic protectress. While in the modern world, we attribute Hera's anger towards Zeus because of his constant philandering, others argue that it's actually due to her refusal to submit to Zeus's terms of the merging of two cultures. It is clear in the archaeological record that the worship of Hera shifts after the invasion. Originally in the island of Samos, Hera was worshipped as a fertility goddess, and her worshippers consistently offered her pomegranates. This reflected her connection to fertility. And Hera's imagery consistently depicted her holding pomegranates. However, there is a sharp decline in pomegranates in Hera's sanctuary on Samos around 600 BC. This reflects a change in her worshippers' perception of Hera at this time. Scholars do suspect that as Panhellenic images of Hera grew, the need for fertility offerings like the pomegranate diminished. Rather, as her powers were divided amongst other goddesses, the pomegranate became associated with Persephone instead. It is also at this time that Zeus makes his first appearance on the island of Samos around late 7th century BC and elsewhere, where Hera held the most prominence. So what is Hera's enduring legacy? Hera, the goddess of women, marriage, fertility, and childbirth in Greek mythology, holds a very complex and enduring legacy that stretches far beyond her portrayal in Homer's Iliad. While the vengeful and jealous Hera in the Iliad may be the most well-known version, this doesn't fully represent her legacy. In different regions and throughout history, she was revered for various positive qualities, fertility and abundance. As an agricultural goddess, she ensured harvests and prosperities. Marriage and fidelity. She symbolized the sanctity of marriage and family life. Women's power and leadership. Throughout Greece, she held authority and respect, seen as a powerful female figure. Protection and guidance. In cities like Argos and Samos, she was worshipped as a protector and as a benefactor. Hera's origin story has been rewritten since the Panhellenic Olympian stories have taken prominence and shaped her identity. Though later interpretations often focus on her jealous side, Hera's true essence goes beyond this stereotype. She embodies the multifaceted nature of the divine feminine, encompassing fertility, power, protection, motherhood, love, birth, womanhood, and the complexities of relationships. Understanding her diverse cults and ancient contexts reveals a goddess deeply woven into the fabric of ancient Greek society, leaving a lasting legacy in mythology and cultural understanding. Why should you connect to the goddess Hera? I am fully aware of her mythological stories, which are stories of vengeance, jealousy, retaliation. But after you've heard this episode, I am sure you may even question if you really know who Hera is at all. Hera helps women, period. She has a lot of fire in her heart, and she loves to help women become leaders. And she works with them to learn to step into their own power. She is very adamant about women's rights and speaking their truths, and she will expect the same from you. Yes, she helps women with their marriages and relationships, and these are all good reasons to connect with her. With that said, Hera is a very no-nonsense goddess. She doesn't mince words, and she can be slightly elusive. it might take her a little while to connect with you. She likes to know that you are actually very serious about your efforts and your work. She also wants to connect using the old ways. This means it is your responsibility to learn about all of the stories related to the goddess Hera, but also all about Hellenic polytheism and the proper way to present yourself to her and respect her. If you feel drawn to Hera, here is some helpful information. Her favorite colors are blue and green. Her flowers are the calla lily. Her symbols are the scepter and the crown. Her sacred animals are the peacocks, the cow. Her sacred plants are the pomegranate, apple. Another sacred plant could be the poppy. If you want to give her offerings, consider calla lilies, peacock feathers, pomegranates, apples, red wine, and incense, various scents. When you present yourself to her, wear a veil. Make sure that you have cleaned yourself in advance and call her out by her epithets, of which there are many. You may look up specific Homeric hymns to her to say a prayer as you are connecting to her, her energy, and her light. This has been a synopsis of all things related to the goddess Hera.